Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, August 30. Coming up, BOJ Governor commends local financial institutions for increased private sector credit. Education Minister says all in place for start of the new academic year. And Science Minister recommends greater use of technology to further reduce crime. The details after the break.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, we're next.
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers two additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HireTrust NTA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 9679020 or 9677802 or email CAP at moey.gov.jm.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, Brian Winter, is commending local financial institutions for the rate at which they are providing credit to the private sector. Mr. Winter says based on recent statistics, private sector credit is growing at levels not seen since 2013.
12-month growth in private sector credit was 14.4% in June 2016, compared to 4.5% the year before, and picking up speed from 10.7% in March 2016, 3 months before. In real terms, there was double-digit growth in private sector credit of 11.4% in the 12 months to June 2016, compared to virtually no growth at all the year before.
Mr. Winter says the majority of the credit distributed to the private sector was lent to businesses. He adds that the increase in credit is indicative of a rise in overall economic activity in Jamaica. The BOJ governor was speaking at the bank's quarterly press briefing on Monday. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says all is in place for the start of the new academic year on Monday, September 5. Senator Reid says the ministry has completed infrastructure work on several schools and is in the final stages of distributing furniture required by a few institutions.
We have started the period of preparation so early, and certainly where the secondary is concerned, they were so way ahead because we started from June, and where the primary and the other categories are concerned, we've also so far delivered all that we need to in terms of funding. So I believe that all in all, we are very, very ready and we're looking forward to a very smooth start of the school year.
As it pertains to textbooks, the education minister says these are being distributed. Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley is recommending the use of greater technology in the fight against crime in Jamaica. Dr. Wheatley contends that the level of sophistication to which crime has been elevated through the use of technology justifies the police moving to adopt more innovative approaches. The minister was speaking with JIS News following the recent launch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF's body-worn camera project at the police commissioner's office in Kingston. Dr. Wheatley describes the project as a good initiative and has praised the United States government for its collaborative support. 120 body cameras will be issued to JCF personnel from the St. Andrew Central, St. Andrew South, Kingston Eastern, Kingston Central, Motorized Patrol and Traffic Divisions. Data captured from the devices will be uploaded at the end of each tour of duty. Dr. Wheatley notes that the devices will seek to bear truth in the settlement of disputes between police and civilians. And the Consumer Affairs Commission is encouraging greater utilization of its services by the public to compare prices and report concerns. Research Officer Elroy Galbraith says the agency has several tools and channels for the timely provision of information to consumers. These include the price inquiry tool that enables persons to access and compare the prices for textbooks, groceries, petrol and hardware items. Mr. Galbraith says the application is quite useful, especially during the back-to-school period.
On average, for the island, we found that infant school books cost about, roughly on average, $1,090. Primary school books cost about $1,432. The high school literature books cost $1,928. When you look at grade 7 to 9 textbooks, those were about $1,600. And then your CSEC or CAPE textbooks from grades 10 to 13, those books cost about $3,343.
Mr. Galbraith was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.